我们先有点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
你又一次把我们召聚到你面前。
And once again, you gather us before you.
因为你是乐意向人说话的神。
Because you are God who's willing to speak to us.
你从前向人说话。
You used to speak to men.
你现在还是继续说。你从前说过的话。
And today you continue to speak the words you have spoken before.
我要叫我们更清楚地知道你是从永远到永远的主。
So that we can understand more clearly you are the Lord from eternity to eternity.
没有任何的人事物可以阻挡你手中的工作。
And there's no people, matters or events that can hinder the work in your hands.
地上虽然有许许多多的事物要与你顶撞。
And even though there are many things on earth that are opposing you,
但是你总是越过那一切，叫一切都按照你的定义来继续带往前。
But you always are able to surpass all these things and let things go according to your guidance.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
所以晚上我们再次翻开以西结书来读的时候。
So tonight, when we once again open up the book of Ezekiel,
但愿主赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们的里面动大工。
May Lord your spirit of wisdom and revelation do a great work among us.
叫你从前所说过的话，今天在我们的里面也发亮。
So that the words you have spoken before today will once again enlighten us.
因为你是要给我们一直看到。你到永远里头所要做成的事。
Because you want us to see the works that you have planned for eternity.
仰望在主手里。
And we look to you, Lord.
愿主带领我们下边的时间。
May the Lord guide us in the time remaining.
让我们的心和你的宝座有更紧密的靠近。
So that our hearts can draw closer to your throne.
叫你要说的话在我们里头都有反应。有共鸣
so that your words that are spoken to us, we will have a response. We have a response and echo.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, our Lord.
因为你是这样纪念，在你面前等候仰望你的人。
And because you remember us, those who wait for you and look to you.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.我们感谢主，今天晚上我们继续要来看以西结书。
And we thank the Lord tonight we'll continue to read the book of Ezekiel.
上礼拜我们稍微看了一点点起头的话。
And last week we started a little bit in the beginning.
还没有进到圣经的本文。
But we haven't entered into the context.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主给我看到一件事情是非常。
And the Lord let me see one thing that is very clear.
那就是以西结是在被掳的人给带到巴比伦。
That Ezekiel is among those who are in exile into Babylon.
在人看来，犹大是没有前途的。
In men's eyes, there's no future for Judah.
犹大没有前途不打紧。
But it's not important that Judah didn't have a future.
如果犹大没有前途。
Because if Judah didn't have a future,
神所做的一切也就没有路了。
That meant that the work of God did not have a future either.
那么人看到外面的情形的时候，很自然就会发生这样的情绪。
But when men looked at this and saw the outward appearances, they would have this mentality. But we thank the Lord.
经过五年被掳的日子。
After 5 years of exile.
以西结从里面苏醒过来了。
Ezekiel was awakened from within.
我想弟兄姊妹一定还记得。
And I believe brothers and sisters will remember this.
二十二章里头所提到的。
In chapter 22.
在犹大被掳以前。
Before Judah was sent into exile.
神又寻找一个会为犹大仰望神的人来使犹大不至于被掳。
That God was seeking after someone who would look to God for Judah's sake, so that Judah would not be taken into captive.
结果神找不到。
But at the end, God could not find one.
那也就是说。
which is to say,
在当年不管是第一批第二批第三批给掳到巴比伦去的犹大人，
in those days whether it's the first, second or third group that were sent into exile,
都没有一个人在神的面前是苏醒的，
there was none among them who was awakened before God.
但是感谢神，
but we thank God.
在以西结书给我们看到，
in the book of Ezekiel, let us see.
经过了五年被掳的日子，
after 5 years of exile,
以西结苏醒了，
Ezekiel was awakened.
当然我们上次也提了，不只是以西结一个人，还有好些人。
And of course we mentioned last time there's not only Ezekiel, there were also others.
但是我们读以西结书的时候就不能不注意这件事。
But when we read the book of Ezekiel, we have to pay attention to this.
因为神向以西结说话的时候，
because when God spoke to Ezekiel,
圣经的记录上就很清楚，第一就说到天上他开了，
and the recording of the Bible was very clear, it says the heavens were opened,
然后神就说话了，
and then God spoke.
但神不单是说话，
but not only did God speak.
你留意到圣经上所记文字上的记录是说到特的向着以西结来讲话。
And we need to pay attention. The words in the Bible says the word of God came expressly to Ezekiel.
为什么天要打开呢？
Why would the heavens open?
为什么特别要向那一个人来说话呢？
And why was it is particularly to this person God spoke?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果我们留意到当时的那一个历史的背景，
if we pay attention to the historical background,
你就知道神在说话以前他做了这么一些事，
and we would know that before God spoke he had done some works.
他要人很清楚地看到，
he wanted men to see it very clearly.
不管地上有多少的混乱和失望，
and it didn't matter how much confusion or disappointment it was on earth.
但是神和他的心意没有改变。
But God and His will did not change.
人以为前途完全封闭了。
And man might consider the future was completely closed.
但是神要叫人看见。
But God wanted man to see.
人心里感觉可以给封闭的那个事实永远不会在神的面前出现，
that what men consider was forever closed would never happen in God.
那所以在以西结一开头的时候，
so in the beginning of Ezekiel,
圣经上面就记载了很短很短的几句话，
that the Bible has recorded some words, very few words.
那是上个礼拜我们特别所交通的，
and those words are particularly mentioned last week.
那我们因此我们今天接下来的时候就要注意了，
so today when we continue on we need to pay attention.
上一次我们特别也提到，
and last week we made special mention.
神向人说话，
that God spoke to men.
但是他对以西结头一次显明他要向神说话以前，
but before he spoke to Ezekiel for the first time,
他做了一件事，
he did something.
他就是让以西结很清楚地看见异象，
that God let Ezekiel see a vision very clearly.
这个异象真的是异象。
And this is truly a vision.
不是一般人所说的异象。
It's not the vision in general.
我们看下去你就知道。
So when we read on, we'll understand.
为什么这个异象是很特别？
That why is this vision so special?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们注意到，当神把天打开，要准备向以西结说话的时候，神也就让神的灵降在他的以西结的身上。
When God was about to open the heaven and let Ezekiel see the vision, God's spirit was also upon Ezekiel.
我们中文圣经在那里就翻出来，就是说神的手降在他身上。
And in the translation, it says the hand of the Lord came upon him.
因为你留意那是小字。
And verses to take note of the small words.
那个灵就是手。
And in the Chinese translation, it has a small word saying the spirit is the hand.
原文作手,
that the original text was the hand.
就是当神要向以西结说话以前,
that is before God spoke to Ezekiel.
神的手就在以西结身上。 有了工作,
that the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel and had some work done.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
那么神在以西结身上怎么工作呢?
So how did God work in Ezekiel?
当然我们很清楚地知道神在人身上做工的时候就是借着灵。
And of course we know very clearly when God works in man, it is through the Spirit.
那神就在以西结身上工作了。
So God worked on Ezekiel.
那像我们留意,
So now,
第四节开始。
So now let's take note beginning from verse 4.
那第四节那里怎么说呢?
What does it say in verse 4?
这就是神的手降在以西结身上的时候就开始发生的事情。
And these are the things that are happening when the hand of the Lord came upon Ezekiel.
像我们上次上一次所提到的, 也就是说, 神头一件要以西结注意的是什么事情?
So last week we mentioned, what was the first thing that God wanted Ezekiel to take note of?
我们也特别提到了神头一件时间要以西结留意到的、注意到的、认识到的、看见的。
So the first thing that God wanted Ezekiel to notice, to see and to pay attention to and to understand
是神怎么做工?
Is how God works.
和神是怎样的一位神?
Or who God is.
就是我们平常所说到的神是将他的所事和他的所做来向以西结先打开。
So just like we usually mention, it is God, who God is and what he does. God wants Ezekiel to know about these things first.
正如我们一直提到，如果你要看那个历史背景，你就知道神为什么头一件事情是要做这样的一件事。And
as we've mentioned before, we need to look at the historical background, then we understand why God did these things first.
就是要让属神的人，寻求等候神的人，一直要活在那一个神的照光亮的照明里。
It is for those who belong to God, who seek after God and wait on Him, for them to live in this light.
用诗篇上的话来说呢，那是很清楚的。
And using the words in the psalm, it would be very clear.
地上洪水泛滥的时候,
and when there is flood on earth,
耶和华仍然在天上坐着为王,
and the Lord is still on His throne in the heavens.
这个就是以西结书。 一开头，神就让以西结要接上去的那一个照明。
And this is the illumination that God wanted Ezekiel to have in the very beginning.
也就是我们常常会提说，当属神的人看到在地上没有路的时候，神要他看见，在神面前的路没有更改。
So just like what we would often mention, when people on earth would see there's no way out, God wants them to see that in God there's always a way.
那当神的手一降在以西结的身上,
and once God's hand was upon Ezekiel,
留意第四节说什么话,
take note of the words in verse 4.
这一段的话, 我们先来读一读。
Let's read these words.
我观看见狂风从北方刮来, 随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火中发出，好像光耀的金晶。你第五节。Verse
5, within it there were figures resembling four living beings, and this was their appearance. They had human form.
我念一节，他念一节。
So we'll each take turns for each verse.
We'll
save some time that way.
各有四个怜悯，四个翅膀，他们的腿是直的，脚掌好像牛犊之蹄，都灿烂如光明的铜。Verse
8, under the wings on the four sides were human hands, as for the faces and wings of the four of them.
翅膀彼此相接，行走并不转身，去各直往前行。
And verse 10, as for the form of the faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle.
各展开上边的两个翅膀相接，各在以下边两个翅膀遮体。
Verse 12, and each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go, without turning as they went.
至于是活物的形象，就如烧着火炭的形象，又如火把的形象，火在四活物中间上去下来，这火有光辉，从火中发出闪电。
Verse 14, and the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning.
这火我正观看活物的时候，见活物的脸旁各有一轮在地上，轮的形状和颜色好像水苍玉，四轮都是一个样式，形状和做法好像轮中套轮。
Verse 17, whenever they moved in any of the four directions without turning as they moved.
至于轮纲高而可畏，四个轮纲周围满有眼睛。
19. Whenever the living beings moved, the wheels moved with them, and whenever the living beings rose from the earth, the wheels rose also.
活物行走，轮也在旁边行走，活物从地上升，轮也都上升。
21. Wherever those went, these went, and whenever those stood still, these stood still, and whenever those rose from the earth, and the wheel rose close beside them, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels.
22节，活物的头以上，先我们先看这一段。
Let's first read this passage.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神让以西结看见异象的时候，不是先看见什么，而是让他先听见什么。
When God let Ezekiel encounter this vision, it is not for him to see anything, but for him to first listen to something.
因为他听见了什么的时候，他还没办法看到是什么。
Because as he was hearing something, he was not able to see anything yet.
当然，他马上就知道。他所看见的，所听所看见的，乃是一个好大的狂风。
And of course, immediately he realized what he was seeing was a great storm.
那么，这个狂风没来以前，风声已经很响了。
And before the storm wind arrived, the sound of it was already very loud.
所以刚才我说他是先听见然后才看见，就是这样。
So that's why I said that he first he heard and then he saw.
那从听见到看见。
And from hearing to seeing.
他都感觉是非常厉害的风要来了。
And he could feel that a very strong wind was coming.
这个风圣经就说它是狂风。
And this wind was described as a storm wind in the Bible. It is not a very
typhoon.
Not a typhoon that type of wind yet.
台风已经是很要命的了。
But typhoon is already a great wind.
但是它在这里它是说是狂风。
But here it says a storm wind.
因为我们再看上面的那一些事情，我们就知道这个狂字是说到一些什么事情。
Because as we continue to read on, we'll see what the storm wind is about.
当然这个狂风我们很自然的有一个体会，那就是留意到一个好大的能力在那里显明。
But of course, we understand when it mentions a storm wind, we know that it's a great power that is manifested.
因为这个狂风是带着能力的。
Because the storm wind has great power.
这个能力摆出来的时候，是没有任何的人事物可以在它面前 树立得住了。
And when this great power is manifested, there's no people, matter, or events can stand before it.
但是弟兄姊妹，你注意，这个风从哪里来
？But brothers, take note, where did this wind come from?
很简单，他就说从北方来。
Very simply, it says it's from the north.
你说从北方来。
And then you may ask, it's from the north.
有什么特别意义吗？
Is there any special meaning in it?
如果对圣经熟一点的呢，你就知道是什么意思。
For those of us who are more familiar with the Bible, we understand what it means.
如果对圣经不是太熟的呢，也许会忽略这一点。
But if we're not familiar with the Bible, we might overlook this.
为什么这是狂风，或是说这是声音，这是事物的出？是从北方来的。
And why is this storm wind or this loud sound coming from the north?
那如果我们圣经是读得细一点，领会多一点，你就知道。
And if we read the Bible carefully, we have more understanding than we understand.
神的宝座是在人的感觉里头的那个北方。
And God's throne, in man's feeling, it is in the north.
那所以这个一起头就把人带到神的宝座那边去了。
So from the very beginning, it is bringing us to God's throne.
但是却没有叫人看见宝座。
But it did not let men see the throne.
只是看到宝座要显明以前的一些的景象。
But it's to let us see the things that are to manifest before the throne was manifested.
那么这个狂风从北方来有什么作用呢？
So what is the function of this storm wind coming from the north?
底下就说了。
And it mentions below.
狂风来的时候啊。
As the storm wind comes.
就跟着有闪着火的大云临近。
And there's a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually coming also.
啊，说到这一块云。
And when we mentioned about this cloud,
我上次轻轻跟弟兄们提了一下。
Last time I lightly mentioned about this.
这块云一定好大的。
This cloud has to be really big.
但是大的怎么样呢？我们没办法算得出来。
But how big it is, we cannot tell.
而且大的非常非常的稀奇。
And of course, this is very big to a point. It is amazing.
那这个云。
And this cloud.
周围有光辉。
There is a bright light around it.
那我说过了，你明显就看到这个云来的那个方向，也就是光来的那个方向。
And I've mentioned
光在那里的。
I've mentioned also before that the light that came with the cloud is the same direction where the cloud came from.
啊，我起初还不太了解为什么。这块云是这样子摆出来。
And at first I didn't understand why this cloud was shown forth here.
很有意思。
And it actually has a lot of meaning.
因为这几天我一直闲下来就是在那里思想以西结里面的那些话语。
And because these past few days I've been meditating upon the words of this book.
但是对这一点我怎么想也没办法想得很透彻。
But for this particular point, I was not able to have a great understanding of it.
很有意思。
And it's very meaningful.
昨天我洗肾完了回家。
Yesterday, after I finished dialysis and I was on the way home.
那从我们那个洗肾中心要回家的要往西边下坡。
And from the Dallas Center to my home, and we were driving westward.
那我洗肾完毕的时候，正好是太阳下山的时候。
And that was the time when the sun was setting.
那太阳下山跟我有什么关系
？So what does the sun setting has to do with me?
一般来说没什么关系，他下山，你回家，那么就是了。
In general, there's not much relationship with you. I would go on my way and the sun would set.
但是马上就把我引到这几句话里头去。
But immediately, I had a connection to these few verses.
因为当太阳下到那里的时候
Because when the sun was setting,
它从还没有转红光
And it was not turning red yet.
还是从白光转黄光的时候。
It was turning from white light to yellow light.
整个西边都是很好亮。
So the whole west side was illuminated.
那么我就是朝着这个太阳这个方向回家。
And we were driving toward the direction of the sun.
拍过照的人都会知道这样的一些事。
And those who are into photography will understand.
你这样对着那个光源。
If you are facing the source of the light source.
所有在人和光源中间那个事物的出现都变成了灰黑的。
So everything that's in between the sun and the photographer will become very gray and dark.
你什么都看不到，就是看到黑色的一大堆东西。
That you will not be able to see anything except a bunch of darkness.
那现在我们在这里就，我为什么说这段话呢？
So why would I say all these words?
这段话引起我困惑的，不是这个这段云的那个形状。而是这个云里头所包含的东西。
So what puzzled me was not the form of the cloud, but it's what's inside the cloud.
因为我们都知道。
Because we all know.
你上着那个那么明亮的光源。
When you're facing such a great light source.
你睁得开眼睛就很稀奇了。
It would be even amazing if you can open your eyes.
就算你能睁开眼睛。
And even if you could open your eyes.
你能看到什么东西？
What can you see?
你只是看到一片光在那里。
You can only see light.
那个亮光把你的眼睛都完全弄到看不到事物。
That the light would keep you from being able to see anything.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
我特别提到说，你看，你要留意这片云有多大。
I made special mention about paying attention to how great this cloud was.
你要留意这个片云里边是包含了是什么东西。
And also to pay attention to what's inside the cloud.
那你留意得到的时候，你就知道了，神在这里用着这一个形象来向人说什么话。
And if you understand these, then you understand what is God to say to man through these phenomena.
我起初读的时候，我感觉非常稀奇的，就是说，我一直在问，以西结怎么能看见？
So what amazed me in the beginning, my question was, how could Ezekiel be able to see?
而且看见的那么的清楚。
And also he could see so clearly.
那按照我们日常生活的那种体会和感觉，他是不可能这样看见的。
According to our normal understanding, it would be impossible for him to see this.
你不相信？你等一个夕阳下山，或者太阳东升的时候，中午你根本不必想，你睁开眼睛你就要闭上，你就是在日落和日升的时候，你是朝着太阳看一看。
If you don't believe me, try and wait till sunset or sunrise to try to look at the direction of the sun.
你立刻就发觉那个情形很不一样。
Immediately you will find the difference.
你注意。
Take note.
他说这一块大云啊。
He says that this great cloud.
边缘是发亮的。
It has a bright light around it.
那就是说出，是这个大云背后是有最强烈的光。
Which is to say, behind this great cloud, there is the greatest light source.
但是稀奇的是，你就看到这个云的中间有好些事物出现。
But what's amazing is that you could see there are some things, some matters are happening inside within the cloud.
这是出现的事物，你说怎么可能呢？
All these things that have appeared, what you would say, how could that be possible?
你就看到这个边缘完全已经是光了，这块云的中间又是亮的不得了。
The first thing you notice is around the cloud, all around it, it is bright light, and also within it, in the midst of it, is also very bright.
他说在这个云的里头有火。
It says that
火在那里发出来。
Within the cloud, there's fire flashing.
最奇妙的就是。那些发出来的那些火是好像金金一样子的。
And more amazing is that this fire is like glowing metal.
我们用我们的知识眼光所见过的事物来想这些物件事情， 你没办法想得通的。
If we use our own knowledge or what we are used to try to imagine about what this is about, it's hard to imagine.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你再看往下去看。
If you continue to read on.
他说在这个火里头。又从其中显出四个活物的形象来。
It says within the fire there are figures resembling four living beings.
好了，我们先看看，就是看这一小段。
So let's first look at this.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Let's just take note.
以西结首先接触的就是风、云、光亮。活物。
So what Ezekiel first encountered were the wind, the cloud, the bright light, and the living beings.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But just take note.
他在那么强烈的光的前面，他能把在光里头的所有的事物，能领会的、看得清清楚楚。
And before such a great light, he was able to see so very clearly and understand so clearly all the things that are within the cloud.
这些日子我一直在那里去想的，就是怎么可能？
So in this recent days, I've been thinking about how it is possible.
是不可能的。
It is impossible.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
那昨天我一看到那个。太阳下来的时候呢
And yesterday when I saw the sunset
啊，里面有话来了
And I had some words from within
什么话呢
What are these words?
那个是意象嘛
And this is a vision
不是特别的事物怎么叫做意象怎么会叫做意象呢
If it's nothing special how could we call it a vision?
就是很特殊的形象嘛
It has to be something extraordinary
就是不寻常的形象
And something that's not common
是这个不寻常的形象你开才能知道与这个意象发生关系的那个源头是什么一回事。
It is through this extraordinary phenomenon that we can see the source of this vision.
它不是普通的事。
It's not a common event.
它是非常非常大的事。
It is a very great matter.
所以在平常你不可能碰到的那些光景以西结当时是看得清清楚楚。
So something that normally you would not be able to encounter in those days, it was encountered by Ezekiel and very clearly.
那我们撇开当时以西结的所碰到的那个光景。
So let's first put aside of what's encountered by Ezekiel.
我们就要问了。
Then we should ask.
神让以西结先看见这些事情有什么意思？
What is the meaning of God letting Ezekiel first encounter these matters?
如果我们对神是完全是不明不白的，
If we have no understanding whatsoever about God,
你真的不知道神做这个事情做什么？
Then you would really not understand why God did these things.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为这个是意象。
Because this is a vision.
神给以西结不单是眼睛看到意象，耳朵听见意象的反应，心灵里头也接得上这个意象所发表的那一个意义。
That God not only let Ezekiel see the vision and hear the vision, and also let him understand in his heart about this vision.
那如果我们一说清楚。那你说哦，那么简单，我应该都知道的。
Then we might say that, oh, if it's that simple, I should have understood.
就是不知道就不知道。
But we don't understand in that.
一直到了神用各种的方法把我们点一点，点醒了一下，哦，原来是那么简单。
But until the God touches that we will.Be awakened and then realize it's so simple.
什么简单法？
So how is it so simple?
那我们往下看的时候，
and when we continue to read on,
我就从这一个小段落的里头来归纳出一个结论出来。
So from these few verses, I will summarize. I will make a conclusion.
神让以西结要看见神是怎样的一位神和他怎样做工的。时候
when God let Ezekiel see who he is and how he works,
神就是先叫以西结知道神是怎样做工。
God first lets Ezekiel understand how he works.
简单的来说就是神做工的方法。
But to put simply, it's the way God works.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神一开始给以西结里面接触到就是神做工的方法。
So the first thing that God let Ezekiel encounter is the way God works.
那因为我们读的先知书的时候，我们没有办法脱离当时的历史的背景的。
Because when we read the prophetic books, we cannot go get away from reading the historical background.
因为这和当时历史的背景有很密切的关系，才引出这一个先知在神的面前所看所听。
Because it has a very close relationship with the historical background at the time, and in relation to what the prophet is seeing and hearing.
我一再提到了，在当时的以色列人，没有一个人看见以色列还有前途。
And I've mentioned repeatedly, at that time, none of the Israelites was able to see there's a future for Israel.
他们若不是想起神把我们放弃了。
Either they would think that God has forsaken them.
他们就一定想到，我们所以为是神的那一位神，恐怕不是真神。
Or they would think that the God that we think is God is probably not the true God.
这是人心思上的扰乱，很自然会出来的。
And these are the confusion within man's heart.
但是神你要叫人的灵里面实在苏醒的时候，
But when God enlightened man's spirit,
神不单是让他们先有一个心去寻求神，
Not only did God give them a heart desire to seek after God,
所以他们这些人到了巴比伦灵里头就苏醒过来。
So that was why these people, after they arrived in Babylon, the spirit was awakened.
当他们灵苏醒过来的时候，神就向他们说话。
When the spirit was awakened, God spoke to them.
神一向他们说话的时候，就先向他们说出神做工的方法。
And when God spoke to them, he started with the way God works.
由于神做工的方法就牵连到神做工的器皿。
And from the way God works to the vessels of God's work.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神在这里就让以西结看见神怎么做工，神用什么器皿来做工。
So here God lets Ezekiel see the way he works and what kind of vessel he uses to work with.
首先你就看到他说在这个大光的云的里头，他看很清楚的看见有四个活物显出来。
And first thing he said that within this great cloud he saw very clearly the four living beings.
这个活物是什么呢？
Who are these living beings?
我们笼统的就知道这就是天使嘛。
And in general, we understand these are the angels.
但是这个天使跟一般我们观念里头的天使不一样。
But these angels are different from what we had in mind.
弟兄姊妹读旧约的时候，你会很清楚的知道，在神面前做工的天使，他们是有不同的功用。
And when we read the Old Testament, we understand the angels serving before God, they have different functions.
有传信息的天使。
And they're angels who deliver messages.
有彰显神的荣耀、权柄、能力的天使。
And they're angels who are there to manifest God's glory and authority and power.
有负责那个征战的天使。
And they're angels responsible for warfare.
他们都有名字。
And they all have the names.
最底下都是有名类别的名字。
And they have different categories of names.
那这里我们看到四个活物。
But here we see four living beings.
那这个四个活物啊，在圣经里边也有好几个地方是特别提到。
And there are several places in the Bible that mention about four living beings.
但是没有一个地方提到 没有一个地方说出这四个活物是怎么样的。
But none of the other places had descriptions about these living beings.
但是你看到这四个活物他们有一个功用。
But you see these four living beings, they had a function.
就是彰显神自己的权柄和能力。
Which is to manifest God's authority and power.
维护神的荣耀和神的尊贵。
And to uphold God's glory and honor.
那我们有理由相信。
And we have reasons to believe.
这四个活物就是圣经上头我们所常常看到的基路伯。
And we have reasons to believe these four living beings are the cherubims that we often see in the Bible.
我们前阵子读那个会幕建造的时候就接触过基路伯了。
And when we were reading about the building of the tabernacle, we have encountered the cherubims.
你读圣经读到最末了启示录的时候你又看到基路伯是活物了。
When you go to the very end to the book of Bible Revelation, you will also see the cherubims and the living beings. 那里的四活物和
这里的四活物基本上是相同的，但是有一点差别。
The four living beings described in Revelation is basically the same as here, but there is a little bit of difference.
但是我们不必去注意那些，我们只是注意他们的做工和他们做工的效果。
But what we want to pay attention to is the work and the results of the work.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神在当时就让以西结很清楚，从极大的光中看见四个活物。
So God let Ezekiel see very clearly in that great light the four living beings.
但是很有意思。
But very interesting.
中文圣经就这样说。
In the Chinese translation,
第五节呢？
In verse 5,
又从其中显出四个活物的形象来。
And it's within it there were figures resembling four living beings.
你读英文圣经也是看到这样的一个意思。
And it's, the meaning in the English translations is pretty much the same.
你却不知道这四个活物究竟是怎么样。
So you don't really know what these four living beings are.
中文圣经就说它是形象。
And
the, 英文圣经是你听它。
The Chinese translation says the images, and then the English translation says figures resembling four living beings.
所以很显然他这里不是把这四个活物的那个形状来做重点。
So very obviously the focus is not on the form or the image of the four living beings.
那个重点是在这四个活物他们所要表达的是什么。
The focus is what are these four living beings there to express.
所以中文说它是形象也好，英文说它是 figure 也好。
So whether is image in Chinese translation or figures in the English translation,
他们要给你一个真实的那个样子摆在哪里。
They do not tell you expressively the image or the form.
他就是叫我们看到，你一看到这四个活物的时候，你就知道他们是。有什么作用呢?
But it is telling us, once you see these four living beings, you will understand what the functions are.
因为你一看到，如果你不是这样注意到神说话的那个意思的时候呢，你就在这个四个活物里头，你转来转去，你是转到一个莫名其妙的结果出来。
And because if you don't understand God's words this way, then you will be entangled by these four living beings and become very puzzled.
你说这四个活物算是什么？
Then you might ask, what are these four living beings?
因为你往上看的时候，它摆出来的它的那些条件呢？你说这个是很古怪的一个东西。
Because if you continue to read on and you see all those expressions of the four living beings,
你说它是什么？你没办法说得出来。
And you say they're very strange because you cannot describe what they are. So here it says.
形状上人。
They're figures, they appearance, they have human form.
但是你多看几句。
But if you continue to read on.
你就头昏眼花了。
And then you faint.
因为 如果像人，那这个人是怎么是这样古怪？
Because if you say they look like human beings, how come this human being is so strange?
他有四个头的。
It has four heads.
一个人有四个头，这算是什么人？
If a person has four heads, what kind of man is he?
那这就已经把我们弄头迷眼花了。
So now it's already puzzling enough.
你再看。
And then when you read on.
这一个活物。它有两对翅膀的。
And this living being has two pairs of wings.
那这又是什么？
And then he said, what is this?
如果说像飞鸟在空中飞行，一对那个翅膀也就够了。
If they were like birds flying in the sky, then one pair of wings would be enough.
但它两对翅膀。
But it has two pairs of wings.
那怎么就用那么许多？
Why would there be so many wings?
但是更有意思。
And more interestingly,
它这两对翅膀啊，不是用来飞的。
These two pairs of wings are not for flying.
飞行不是他们的主要的目的。
Flying is not the main purpose.
他们那个这翅膀摆在那里，那个功用是另外的一些个东西。
The wings are for other functions.
你说这又是什么？
And then you ask, what is this?
再看看。
And then if you continue to read on.
这四个活物的脚是直的。
These four living beings, their legs are straight.
换一句话呢，是不弯曲的。
Which means they're not crooked or they don't bend.
不弯曲的脚有什么用啊？
And he said, if the legs don't bend, what can you do?
你要走路都走不动了。
You cannot even walk with them.
如果你不会弯腿的，你怎么走路啊？
If you can't bend your legs, how can you walk?
他说他们的腿是直的。
But he says their legs are straight.
又说。
And then it says,
他们的脚板板那里的那个蹄啊，是像牛犊的蹄。
It says the feet were like a calf's hoof.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
把我们全弄迷了。
So we're all very puzzled.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神老早就说了。
The God has already told us.
这个是只是在那里表明他们的形象。
This is only to tell us the figures.
在说明他们的功用
，and to express the functions，
不是说明他的造他的样子。
It's not to tell us what they truly look like。
如果你要注意到那个样子
，if you want to look at what they look like，
没办法了。
Then you don't have a way to do it。
但是感谢神
，but we thank God。
神不是叫我们去认识他做工的方法是怎么一个样子。
God does not want us to focus on what kind of form it takes when, in terms of the way he works.
他是让我们去注意他做工的方法是怎么借着他所使用的器皿来表达神的自己。
He wants us to look at the work in his hands is to use his vessels in order to express himself.
我们说基路伯是完全特别是在显明神的荣耀、尊贵、权柄、能力这一方面的。
We mentioned about the cherubims, they are to manifest God's glory and honor, authority and power.
现在神让以西结看到的这一个活物。
So this living being or these living beings that God lets Ezekiel see.
就是神的这几方面的。表达
and they are the expressions of God's characters.
怎么表达法呢？
And how were they expressed?
那四个脸啊，就说出来了。
And they are expressed in the four faces.
如果我们凭字面的那个字句来做一个石板板的那个猜想的话，你一定肯定说这个人是四个头的人。
If we just base on the letters of the words and try to make a very rigid guess, and we'll say that this person for sure has four heads.
但是神在这里不是叫你看见他有四个头那么特别。
But God does not want us to look at this being as having four heads.
他是要我们看到他所使用的。显明他自己的荣耀、权柄、丰富能力的那个器皿，他是有这四个特性。
But he wants us to see the vessel that is to manifest his glory, honor, riches, and power. That he, this vessel has these four characteristics.
就是简单的来说，就是说他们是完全具备了神本身的性质和性情。
And it is to say that these beings, they fully encompass all the nature of God and his person.
神的性情，神的性质，那特别就是指到神的荣耀、丰富、尊贵、权柄、能力。那么这些呢，是借着这一切神所使用的器皿来向人做一个完整的表达。
It is through these vessels and to express fully God's nature and His attributes, such as His glory and honor, abundance, riches and power.
我们留意。
And let's take note.
这四个脸孔是怎么样的？
What are these four faces?
头一个像脸，像是人。
First one is the face of a man.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这就已经说出了。神心里头一件很重挂的可以记挂的就是他与人的联合的那个关系。
It tells us what's weighty in God's heart, which is the connection of man and God.
他要靠近人。
He wants to draw close to man.
他要扶持人。
He wants to uphold man.
他要纪念人。
He wants to remember man.
他要体恤人。
He wants to have mercy upon man.
他要指导人
and he was to guide man.
那凡因为我们记得当神造人的时候人是照着神的形象被造的嘛。
And we should remember when man was created, he was created according to God's image.
我们也领会神在救赎里头把我们带回来也是要把我们带进他自己的个荣耀里的嘛。
And in God's redemption, His purpose is to bring man back to His glory.
有你一直是从圣经一开头到看到末了，你是看到神所有的工作集中在人的身上的，这就是一点，要叫人像神。
And from the beginning of the Bible to the end, the focus of God's work is this one point is for man to be like God.
那所以当神在那里显明他自己的。工作的时候他借着他所使用的器皿头一个让人领会过来的就是说神的心思是摆在人的身上
So when God manifests his work through his vessel the first thing is that his work upon man
那然后呢
And then,
又说到另外的一个头呢是狮子的头
and then the other face is the face of a lion
那弟兄姊妹这个我们很容易就领会了
and this is easy for us to understand
不管你从整个宇宙来看也好从任何一个地上的角落来看也好
and whether you look at it from the whole universe perspective or from any corner on earth
神的权柄一直在那里约束管理引导做一切的事物
The God's authority is there to reign and to guide everything on earth
那用我们属灵的话来讲这就是王的那个实际呢
In spiritual term, this is the reality of a king
再往下去看
And as we continue to read on
它是左面的各有牛的牛的脸
and then there's the face of the bull on the left
哦一下子好像变成牛了
all of a sudden it becomes a bull
你看这个人真古怪啊
and you would say this is a very strange person
不是古怪
it's not strange
乃是神借做这样的一个表记之物来让人认识
but it is through this sign or this type that God wants men to understand.
为着神成全神那永远的旨意。
In order to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
神应该是得着一切来侍奉的神。
God should have gained all to serve him.
但当神要我成就这一件事的时候，
But when God is to accomplish this,
他自己降卑自己到一个地步，
He humbled himself to a point
他来服侍人，
that he would serve men.
所以一个脸面是牛，
So this face is a face of a bull.
我们感谢主，
We thank the Lord.
再有一个脸面呢
And that's another face.
那个脸面是什么呢
What is this face?
是鹰的脸面
It's a face of an eagle.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
一提到鹰的脸面的时候
When we mention the face of an eagle,
很显然的让我们领会得到这是一个完全属天的生物的显出
And we can clearly understand this is a being that totally belongs to the heaven.
弟兄姊妹不会忘记的
And brothers and sisters, you will not forget this.
我们从哪里来的
Where do we come from?
从土里来的
We are from the dust.
但是神在他整个服事的里面
But in God's service,
要叫我们这些属土的人给带到属天的那一个实质里
that he wants us who are from dust he wants to bring us to the reality of become of the heavens
我们感谢神
we thank God
神就用着这一个活物的四个脸来说出他们在他们的服侍神的工作的里面如何来显明神所要做的
It is through these living beings, the four faces of these living beings, God to express how they serve Him and what kind of work God wants to do.
那所以有许多读圣经的人
So many who study the Bible
就把基路伯这四个脸的事实就连接上新约的四福音里头去
So they would connect the four faces of cherubim to the four gospels in the New Testament
你不能说它没有道理
And you cannot say that that's not reasonable
如果说到人他就是人子这是 路加福音
And when it says a man that would be the son of man that is the gospel of Luke
你说说到他的狮子这个狮子那就是王的那个那个位分那是马太福音
And when we mention about the lion that would be the status of a king that would be the gospel of Matthew
然后说到他是牛的时候这显然丢怎么你就知道那是马可福音
and as you mentioned about the bull we can clearly understand this is about the gospel of Mark
然后你再看见鹰的那一个脸面的时候你就知道这是约翰福音
and then
这是到地上做人子的神的儿子
And when we mention about the face of the eagle we know that it is about the gospel of John which is the son of God has become son of man on earth
我们感谢神
We thank God
我们从这四个活物的那个形象的里面
From the images of these four living beings
你看到神一切的工作
You can see all the works of God
是有目的
And there is a purpose
但是他的目的的内容
But the content of this purpose
就是把神的性情神的性格完全的彰显在整个宇宙的中间
The purpose is to manifest God's nature and his characteristics completely among the universe
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
那么除了这个脸面以外
So apart from the faces
一件看
We'll look at it one by one
他从那个脸面就说到翅膀
So from the faces it goes to the wings
那一说到这个翅膀的时候呢很有意思
And once the wings are mentioned it's very meaningful
你留意到他这里四个翅膀他们是都功用是不是一样的
And you would see the functions of the wings are not the same.
但是就是用来飞行是 肯定是事实。
But for sure, we know they're not for flying.
你说不要不要不不用飞行，要弄几个翅膀了干什么
？And you might say that if it's not for flying, why would you need wings?
他们有他们的功用的。
But they have the functions.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
头一个功用。
The first function.
我们读照会末的时候。会接触过的。
That we have encountered this while we're reading about the building of the tabernacle.
他们的翅膀是张起来。
The wings were spread out.
和另一个活物的翅膀连接在一起。
And they were touching the wings of the other being. What does that mean?
那是说到，那这里他是说到四个活物分散在四个方向。
So it talks about there are four living beings in four directions.
但是他们有靠近的那个翅膀都是举起来，和那一边的那个翅膀连起来，从这边的翅膀浪起来，从这边伸出来的那个当中那个翅伸到中间的那个翅膀连起来的。
But they each had two wings touching another being, so there's one wing of each being touching another.
那连起来干什么
？And why are they touching？
感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
这是一个非常有意思的表达。
And this is a very meaningful expression。
他们是服侍主的时候，是为了一个目的，要叫一切接受服侍的人给带到。一个联合的实际里。
Then the meaning is that when they serve the Lord, there's only one purpose, is to bring those who are being served into this union.
如果从工作面来说
，if we look at it from the work point of view，
我做的工
，the work that I'm doing，
你做你的工
，and you are doing your own work，
他做他的工
，and then he's doing his own work，
他做他的工
，and another doing his own work。
但是不管谁做谁的工
，but it doesn't matter who's doing what。
但是有一个中心点
，there is a focal point。
这个中心点是什么呢
？And what is this focal point？
他们所有工作都能配搭起来。
All the work can be coordinated.
连接起来去表明一个事实。
They're all connected to express one thing.
表明什么呢
？What is there to express?
神的所要。
That what God wants.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这是他们平常的时候，移动的时候的动作。
And so this is the movement when they are moving.
然后有另外还有两个翅膀。
And then there are other two wings.
那两个翅膀干什么用
？What are these two wings for?
很有意思。
Very interesting.
你看两处地方都提这一件事。
And there are two places mentioning about this.
两个翅膀是垂下来的。
The other two wings they are stationary by the side.
那显然不是用作飞行用的。
So very clearly they are not for flying.
是不是飞行用的
？It's true, it's not for flying.
那垂下来的那对翅膀
？So the wings that are just by the side of them.
神的话说是遮盖他们的身体的。
God's word says that they are to cover their bodies.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意了
？But sisters, take note.
在上面我不知道有没有看错。
And I'm not sure if I'm correct.
有一个地方说到，如果他们完全站立的时候啊，他们就把所有的翅膀都放下来了。
Yes. There's a place in verse 24 says whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings.
二十五节最末了的那句话。
Verse 25 also, they stood still, they dropped their wings.
那如果我没领会错的
，If I understand it correctly,
你很显然。你看到这两对翅膀的那个功用。
And very clearly, you can see the functions of these wings.
做工的时候。
When they need to work.
在那里显明神所做的。
They're there to manifest what God does.
不做工的时候。
When they're not working.
都垂下来了。
They would drop the wings.
垂下来做什么呢
？Why are they dropping the wings?
遮蔽自己。
To cover themselves.
那这一点我们很清楚的。留意得到了。
And then we can understand this
very clearly. 因为他们所做的工都是神所要做的工。
Because whatever work they do are the works of God.
工一做出来的时候，人就看到那个工，从那个工就看到做工的器皿。
When the work is done, a man will see the work, and from the work they will see the vessels of the work.
非常容易的，人的感觉倾向就把那一个器皿捧起来了。
Then very easily, in man's inclination, they will exalt this vessel of the work.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在这里摆出这四个活物。
That God shows us these four living beings.
这四个活物做工的时候，完全是在那里彰显神。
When these four living beings work, they are there to manifest God completely.
做工完毕的时候呢
？And after they finish the work,
他们是完全的掩蔽自己的。
And they would cover themselves completely.
他不叫人看见他自己。
They would not let men see them.
所以他们翅膀都垂下来，遮盖了自己。
So they drop their wings and cover themselves.
如果我们用具体的那个想象来看的话
，And if we look at it, very concretely,
一个活物摆在那里，它四个翅膀都摆下来。摆上，在那里遮盖自己之后，你说这个是什么东西
？And if you see this living being with four wings dropped and covering themselves, what would you think this is?
你说不出它是什么东西。
And you cannot really explain what they are.
你只看见一大堆毛在那里，就是。
But you can only see a lot of feathers there.
感谢主，他们就是一大堆毛吧。
But the thank the Lord is a lot of feathers there.
因为他们说要显明的不是他们自己。
Because what they are to manifest is not themselves.
他们要显明的是神的本身。
What they would manifest is God himself.
我们看到下面的时候，我们就看到这个问题了。不过我先提出来。
And if we continue read on, we'll see this. But now I just want to mention it first.
那么好了，我们看到他们这事情，最不了要看一个就是，刚才我说的他的腿是直的。他不能走路了。
And earlier I mentioned
怎么走路呢
that the legs are straight and they cannot walk. How can they walk with straight legs?
不但是腿是直的。
Not only are the legs straight.
他说脚呢就像牛犊的蹄。
And the feet are like the calf's hooves.
我看那个重点是说到蹄。
And I think the focus is about the hooves.
因为牛犊的蹄跟牛公牛的蹄母牛的蹄应该是没有太大的区别，只是大小而已。
And because the calf's hooves would not be any different from a bull or a ram, there was just a difference of the size.
所以他这里就说是牛犊的蹄。
So here it says the hooves of a calf.
当然，牛犊的蹄是没有公牛母牛大。
And of course, the calves who's smaller.
但是他这里不是说到这一个。
But that's not the focus here.
他只是说到他的蹄。
It talks about his hooves.
那这个真是要把我们弄得很心事很麻烦。怎么神用这许许多多的不太容易明白的话来叫我们去看他做工的器皿。
Then these truly confuses us because why would God use all these things that are hard to understand to describe the vessels?
是，我们从字面上是不太容易明白。
And it's true we cannot understand it very clearly from the letters of the words.
但是你回到神的话里头去，你就知道了。
But if you read into God's words, you understand.
这里说到牛犊。
Here it talks about a calf.
当然，那是已经是在出埃及记以后了。
This is after Exodus.
在立位记以后呢
And after Leviticus.
那么如果 你知道出埃及记知道立位记那你就知道这里说到牛犊的蹄的时候那个重点在哪里
And if you understand what's mentioned in the book of Exodus and Leviticus then you understand what's the theme or the focal point of describing a calf.
是在那个蹄
It has to do with the hoof.
因为小牛的蹄跟老牛的蹄是没有形状上没有差别的。
Because a calf, whether a calf or a full-grown bull, the shape of hoof is not that different.
那弟兄姊妹，你读《利未记》读到什么是洁净的食物可以吃的？
But when you read the book of Leviticus, and you read about what are the clean things of food that you can eat.
你就看到一件事了。
Then you will see one thing.
不分蹄的是不能吃的。
If the hoof is not split, then you cannot eat.
那分蹄是什么意思？
What does that mean by the hoof, the split hoof?
很清楚，很明确的有分别。事情的真相的做他们服事的基础。
And very clearly, it tells us the basis of the service is to separate what's true from what's false.
因为下文你看到一件事。
Because the text that follows, you can see one thing.
那这个牛角，这个脚掌啊，脚掌。除了分蹄以外，还有什么一个特别的光景？
Because for this hoof, besides its split, what is the other characteristic?
是光明的铜。
That it gleams like burnished bronze.
显然又把人带到神的审判，带着公义的彰显的那个事实上去了。
And very clearly, it brings man into the matter of judgment and also manifestation of God's righteousness.
所以他们的服事不单是会分辨一切的真与假。
So the service is not only to be able to distinguish what is real and what is fake.
并且同时也在那里显明神审判的权柄。
But also is there to manifest the authority of God's judgment.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
好了。但我们稍微看了这四个活物的那一个实际的功用的时候，
So after we read about the actual functions of these four living beings,
那么我们再来它一个整体的那个情形。
And let's look at it as a whole.
那是十二节，有好些地方是，我先读出来再说。从十二节十二节先说。
We begin with verse 12.
他们去歌就往前行，灵往哪里去，他们就往哪里去行走，并不转身。那弟兄姊妹注意了，他们就是往前走，去执行嘛。
In verse 12, verses take note that they go forward, straight forward.
灵往哪里去？
Wherever the spirit goes.
那弟兄怎么记得？
Verses take note.
在这里头所说的灵是神的手。
Here the spirit refers to the hand of God.
神的手怎么引领？
However, God's hand guides.
他们就怎么跟随？
Then they would follow.
并且是留意他们怎么走。
And take note of how they walk.
他们是一直走。
That they go straight forward.
更有意思的一件事情。
And more, even more meaningful than this, they do not turn.
哎呀，你都不转身，怎么可以走？
And you say, how could they go forward without turning?
底下才有文章。
And then we'll see some more in the.
我们先来看，先来留意这一个。
Let's first take note of this.
那当他们的服事在执行的时候，
when they're executing the services,
你看得很清楚的一件事，
one thing you can see very clearly,
所有的服事是有一个中心，
all the services has one theme,
这个中心乃是神的手，
the theme is the hand of God,
神不做的他不做，
if whatever God doesn't do, they do not do,
神做的他就做，
whatever God does, they do,
神往哪个方向去他们就往哪个方向去，
whatever direction God goes they will go,
神上升他们就上升，
when God goes rises he rises, 神
从高处站到底下来，他们也跟着站到底下来，
and when God descends from a high place they will descend also.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是什么？
So brothers, this is what it says.
这个是四个活物他们在神面前侍奉神旨意的那个态度。
And this is the attitude of the four living beings serving God.
他们一切是根据神的定位。
Everything about them is according to God's will.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那在留意到他们这样行走，并不转身又行走的时候，我们就要连到上面那一句，他们的腿是直的，怎么走？
And when we look at how they go straight forward without turning, we have to connect it with what's above this, talking about the legs are straight. So how would they go? So if they're going eastward and God's hand is leading them northward, how could they go from east to north? And don't consider it very strange, but here it says it very clearly. It says they go straight forward.
但是这四个活物摆在那里是东南西北的摆着。
So the four living beings are placed in the four directions.
怎么可能发生这件事?
So how could this happen?
能弯腿。
If they can bend the legs, maybe that's a possibility. But they cannot bend their legs.
要引出一个结果是往前走。
And then the result is they go straight forward.
怎么走呢?
How could they go?
好像很莫名其妙。
It seems very strange.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这就和上面所提到那个 神的手怎么样,
so it has to do with what it says here. It says wherever the hand of God would go, they would go.
因为你特别注意一件事,
and take special note of this.
什么事呢?
And what is this?
这个又是很特别的,
and it's also very special.
你说他们既然又说他们是到处奔走的但是腿又直的你怎么走?
And he says they go everywhere, but then the legs are straight. How can they go everywhere?
我们上面就看到他们的行动是神给他们配置着每一个人都有一个大车轮。
So for each one of them, God gives them a big wheel.
这个大车轮很大的,我不知道有多大。
And this wheel is very big, and I don't know how big it is.
因为这里没有说它有多大, 只是说它好大。
Because it does not tell us here how big it is, it just says it's very big.
那每一个人身旁就有一个轮。
And next to each one of them, there is a wheel.
那他们的走动就是这个轮怎么走, 他们就怎么走。
So they would move according to how the wheel moves.
走动的时候是那个轮领着他们走。
So when they move, it is they are led by the wheel.
地方是在哪里呢?
But where is the special point of it? There is a verse here.
那个轮是好大，说好大。
It says that the wheel is very great.
轮的中间就又有一个轮。
And then there's a wheel within a wheel.
它是从轮中套轮。
There's a wheel within a wheel.
那这个恐怕就是他们能直走的那个关键。
So this must be the key of how they can go
straight forward. 但是你不能只是看这些外面写出来的东西。
But you cannot just pay attention to
our description. 你看到这些外表所看到的东西的时候。
When you see this outward description.
你一定要很清楚地看到。
You have to see very clearly.
神的灵在活物的 身上,
God's spirit is upon the living beings.
活物的灵在轮中,
and the spirit of the living being is within the wheel.
你们怎么看到那个灵的指导和管理?
Versus, do you see the guidance and the leading of the spirit?
不是在这四个活物自己动脑筋说我要往东去。
It's not for the four living beings to use their determination and say, I will go east.
不是。
It's not like this.
是神的手,神的灵在这那里往东去,他们就跟着去。
It's God's spirit, God's hand going east, and they will follow to go east.
那他们直走的,你怎么跟呢?
And they go straight forward, how can you follow?
那个关键,在我个人的体会,就是在轮中套轮的里头的那一个小轮。
And in my understanding is the key it lies within the wheel within the wheel.
我还是想不明白。 怎么这个东西就可以管理住他们那个方向的转变?
And I still couldn't really understand how could this guide the direction where they go.
不过近年来去旅行的时候，那个行李那个箱子啊。 一些变动啊，这近年来一些变动，好像给我们有一点启发，但是我还是弄不明白，因为还是不完全一样。
And recently, I have some a little bit of revelation looking at the wheels, the casters in the luggage.
因为大概十年前，你要拖着你的行李走，你只能一直往前走或者往前推。
Because if it was 10 years ago, if you want to move your luggage, you can only go straight forward.
你要他拐弯那一边，你也要让他绕一个弯，跟着你的弯转。
If you want to make a turn, you would have to make a big turn so that your luggage will follow you.
但现在的那个呢，用不着就那么麻烦。
But now the new kinds of luggage is not that troublesome.
你转到那里，他就跟着你转到那里。
Wherever you go, it will follow you.
也许是和这里头说到的那个机械上的那个作用有点关系，我不懂。
Maybe it has something to do with what's described here.
但是我看到人如果能讲把那个行李这样的这样转动，如果这个轮是神的灵所管理的，那当然是。
And so I thought that if man can design the wheels to turn in such a way, that of course there's no problem for God. And we thank God.
说到这一件事情。
When we mentioned here.
这里接连上好几次。
And there are more times mentioned.
这个灵在那里管理着整个的是活物和这个轮的那个动作。
Mentioning about the spirit governing the four living beings and the way they move.
他那里就说到灵往二十节，灵往哪里去？活物就往哪里去，活物上升，轮也在活物旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。
In verse 20 it says, wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go in that direction, and the wheels rose close beside them, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels.
那些行走，这些也行走，那些站住，这些也站住，那些从地上升，轮也在旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。
Whenever these went, and whenever those stood still, these stood still, and whenever those rose from the earth, the wheel rose close beside them, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels.
这个描写，起码有两段，在第一章里边提到。
And this description appeared at least twice in the chapter 1.
刚才我们都提过了，整个的动作都是神的完全的管理主持。
And we mentioned already before that the whole action is governed by God.
然后又说，又因为说到这个轮呢，我还要再把轮说一说。
And I'd like to speak a little bit more on the wheels.
上文不是说到，这是个活物，它的脚是那个。铜吗？
And
光明的，就是光明的铜吗？
Then didn't we mention earlier this the calf's hooves they gleam like burnished bronze.
我们就提到那个审判的那个作用。
And we mentioned about this function of judgment.
你说这个怎么它有？这么大的功能呢？
And you might ask, how could these feet have such function?
那现在我们看这个轮呢，你也看到那个当中的奥妙来了。
And now that when we see the look at the wheels, you see the amazing things about them.
十五节开始。
Beginning of verse 15.
我正看看活物的时候，见活物的脸旁各有一轮，在地上轮的形状和颜色好像水苍玉，四轮都是一个样式，形状和做法好像轮中讨轮，轮行走的时候向四方都能直行，并不调转。这个就说着他刚才所说的，他们怎么只能往前走， 不拐弯。
We read from verse 15 to 17.
但是要留意的是十八节。
And let's take a look at verse 18.
至于轮纲，高而可畏。四个轮纲周围满有眼睛，活物行走，轮也在旁边行走。啊，活物从地上升，轮也都上升。灵往哪里去，活物就往哪里去。活物上升，轮也在活物旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。我要弟兄姊妹们，你注意的是哪里呢？
And we just read from 18 to 20. So what do I want Burnses to take note of?
是说到这个轮啊，怎么能让说明确一点，这四个活物啊，怎么能显出那个牛犊的蹄和显出灿烂如光明的铜的那个功用？
What I like, for instance, to take note of is how do these four living beings with the calf's hooves manifest the gleaming like burnished bronze and the calf's hooves.
这就和这个轮很有关系了。
And it has a lot to do with these wheels.
因为这个轮呢，他就说他那个轮纲啊是很高。
It says here the rims were lofty and awesome.
弟兄姊妹，你知道轮纲就是说到那一个轮最外面的那一个圈圈。
And verses know that the rims are talking about the very outer layer of the wheel.
那如果用我们开汽车的那个车子来说，那个轮纲是什么？
Using our automobiles to explain it, what are the rims?
不是那个轮胎哈。
It's not the tire.
是撑着轮胎的那一个框框。
It's that metal part that supports the wheel.
最外面的那个，但是从前都是用木头或是用什么做车轮，就不像我们现在有轮胎，是轮胎直接接到地面，没有，以前就是直接是那个轮缸接触地面。
And in the old times, the rims are made out of wood, so not like nowadays we have the rubber part of the tires, but it's made out of wood, so the wood part, the rims, is the part that touches the ground.
一个特别的地方在哪里？
What is the special point of this?
是在这个轮缸。
Is the rim.
这个轮缸是怎么样的呢？
What is this rim like?
固然是很高大。
It's very big, very lofty.
我不知道它有多高大，不过它只是说是很好大。
I don't know how big it is, but it says it's lofty and awesome.
但是更特别的是呢，他说这个轮纲啊，上下都是眼睛。
But what's so special about these rims that they're full of eyes round about?
No, 就说出他为什么那个会像牛犊的蹄，而这个蹄又像光明灿烂的铜。
So it tells us why it's like a calf's hoof and it also gleams like burnished bronze.
原来基路伯他们的功用正面是发表神自己的本性。
And for the cherubims, the positive function of them is to manifest God's nature.
顺带就是显出神对一切事物的鉴察。
But also it manifests the watching of all things.
所以你留意，他说这个轮啊，这个轮纲啊，满了眼睛。
So that's why, take note, it says the rim is full of eyes round about.
那就是上下左右都是眼睛。
So,
不管他怎么转，哪里所有的事物都在他的鉴察的底下。
So top and bottom, left and right, full of eyes, so all things are under his watching.
而他的鉴察所带出来的结果，就让他这个牛犊的蹄 产生了作用。
So the result of his watching is the function of this calf's hoof.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当然还有一些的事物。
And of course, there are other things.
轻轻点点就是了。
But I'll just skim over them.
就说到这个事故活物本身了，再回过头来。
And then we'll go back to look at the four living beings themselves.
那如果你看到四个活物的形状是这个样。
If you see the form of these four living beings.
你以为这个四个活物是怎么样的？
And what would you think these four beings are like?
很有意思。
Very interesting.
你看那个四个活物的形状的时候，
when you see the forms of these four living beings,
你又觉得有些特别了。
And you think it's very special also.
用简单的话来讲。
And to put it simply,
十三节。
Verse 13.
这四个活物，它的形象像什么？
What do these four living beings look like?
简单的话来说就是，就像一团火。
To put simply, it's just like a fire.
那这个一团火就很有意思了。
And it's very meaningful about this fire.
如果我们留意到旧约，以色列人在会幕里头服侍的那个事情的时候，
And if we take note of the Israelites when they served in the tabernacle,
你很容易领会到，说到这个这个货物好像就是一团火。
Then you, it would be easy for us to understand that these four living beings is like a fire.
那这一团火它产生什么功用呢？
So what is the function of this fire?
它到哪里就把黑暗照透到哪里。
Wherever it goes, it would illuminate all the darkness.
没有黑暗的事物可以停留在哪里。
Thus, nothing of the dark can stand.
同时，你又想起，会幕的祭坛那里的火是不灭的。
At the same time, we are reminded the fire of the altar in the tabernacle, they never put out.
那这个不灭之火和这四活物的那一个好像火的那个形状有没有一点的关联呢？
So this fire that is never extinguished, does it have any connection with the fire that's mentioned here?
我们很容易又记得。
And we can remember this very easily.
以赛亚在他第六章里头在殿里看见神的荣显现的时候，他不是在那里说：“哎呀，糟糕了，我死了，我不能活了，我这个嘴唇不洁的人又活在嘴唇不洁的人的中间。”
And I will be reminded in Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah saw the glory of God, he said that woe is for me, for I am ruined, I am a man of unclean lips.
结果怎么样？
But what is the result?
你也记得。
Versus you remember this.
在神面前的这个基督伯就下来在坛里头拿了一个火一个的火着火的炭去碰了他一下，
that,
就说你就洁净了。
The seraphim before God is flew to Isaiah with a burning coal in his hand and touched his mouth with it and said that now you are clean.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们这样子稍微看一下的时候，
And after we looked at this very simply,
我们大概可以知道，
And we can have a general understanding,
基路伯是怎样来显明神的本身和神的所要做，
And how the cherubim is able to manifest God himself and what God wants to do.
一直就是要让人认识神的荣耀、权柄、丰富。
Which is to let men understand God's glory and riches and His authority and power.
因为他自己本身就是毫无保留的服在神的权柄的底下。
Because He Himself submit before God without reservation.
然后在他的做工的那个范 的反应里头，也就是把所有愿意寻求神的人给带到神的面前，一样的成为洁净，服神全柄，跟随主，执行不改变的。
Then in his service, he is to bring all those who are willing to follow God to come before God and become clean and submit before God and to submit to him without reservation.
这里一大堆的话，我没办法把它很细的说得很清楚。
That I'm not able to go into details for all these words here.
但是我们稍微留一点领会了，基路伯在这里他的本身和他的服事是显明了一个服事神的人的器皿是怎样的，毫无保留的是彰显神的自己，而失去他自己本身的彰显。
But from here, from the cherubim himself and his service, we can see the vessel of God is there to manifest God completely and to lose himself or hide himself completely.
那我们当时因此从基路伯他所显明的这些个事物，就看到属灵的侍奉是怎么。
So from the service of cherubim, we can see how solemn, how serious it is in spiritual service.
也是说出神的永远的旨意，他的确定不会有任何的更改。
And it also tells us the eternal purpose of God will never change.
因为在神面前，神一直是有这些忠心、信实、无私、诚实来跟随的器皿。
Because before God, He always have these vessels who are faithful and honest and just. These vessels will continue to follow Him.
那么神这样在。用作这个几个基路伯的事情，先显在以西亚的的认识里。
So God first let Ezekiel understand these things about the cherubims.
同样，也就是告诉以西结。
And also he tells Ezekiel.
现在我要来拣选你。
Now I'm choosing you.
但是你必须要知道。
But you first have to know.
我所拣选的人，他们要有这样属灵的品格。
Those whom I choose, they have to have this kind of spiritual character.
又有这样属灵的发表。
And they will have to have this kind of spiritual expression.
那为什么我这样说呢？
And why would I say this?
因为我们今天晚上说了那么许多，都是基路伯。
Because tonight we've talked about so much, they're all about the cherubims.
没有神的自己。
But without God himself.
那如果没有神的自己，那以西结怎么跟随呢？
But if it does not have God himself, how could Ezekiel follow?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
以西结书第一章的奇妙就是奇妙在这里。
That was amazing in the chapter 1 of the book of Ezekiel is here.
神先让以西结看见神的器皿。
God first lets Ezekiel see the God's vessels.
然后下半章才说到神的自己。
And then later on, it will mention about God himself.
我们上礼拜把说到神自己那个部分都看过以后，我们才总的来说，神在那一个时候拣选以西结，神又让以西结知道神对他的拣选是什么一回事。
So next week, after we look at the portion that describes God himself, we will look at how God chose Ezekiel and what he wants him to do.
因为我们先从第一章里头看到神跟以西结的那一个整个属灵的那个关系啊，你才会 看到在以后神让以西结所学习的功课，为什么神要求的好像那么高，那么严格，那么厉害。
And because we have to first look at the spiritual relationship between God and Ezekiel, and then we'll understand the lessons that Ezekiel was to learn. How come they are so severe and so serious?
而以西结又能完全顺服的服在神的管理带领的底下。
And that Ezekiel was able to submit completely before God's guidance.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这和神拣选以西结一开头，神就让他看见这个荣耀的意象。
And it has to do with why God showed Ezekiel this glorious vision in the very beginning.
我们是在仰望主。
And which we look to the Lord.
在我们的身上，也给我们去看到这样的一个意象，来做一个服侍主的人。
That he will also let us see this vision of someone who serves the Lord.
不管主把我们摆在什么的岗位，
No matter what position the Lord places at,
我们知道服侍主的性格，服侍主的人，他的性格应该是这样的，才适合神的要求。
That we will understand as a vessel of God, what kind of characters we should have in order to be worthy in serving God. Let's pray together.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当你把这许许多的事摆在我们面前的时候，
When you place all these things before us,
我们现在才知道，主啊，我们常常说在你面前我们不配。
Then we understand we truly are not worthy before you.
事实上我们真的是不配。
Because we're in reality we truly are not worthy.
跟得上你那荣耀的定规。
And by what can we follow your glorious will?
但是感谢主。
But we thank you, Lord.
你用着你自己的恩手来扶持我们。
You use your gracious hand to uphold us.
你慢慢的一点一滴的从我们身上除掉我们要除掉的。
And gradually, bit by bit, you get rid of what we need to be getting rid of.
然后把你自己的所有来加进来。
And then you add upon us who you are, what you have.
我们现在真实的知道什么叫做恩上加恩。
And we truly now understand what is grace upon grace.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，当我们将来读以西结书的时候，
As we read the book of Ezekiel,
求你当年怎么向以西结说话。
Lord, how you spoke to Ezekiel in those days.
如今你也同样的向我们说话。
We ask the Lord, you speak the same way to us.
好让我们到你面前来的人，一个一个的被带到一个地步。
So those who come before you, one by one, we can be brought to a point.
能满足你的心意。
That we can satisfy your heart.
能在地上人以为跟随主没有路的时候，你叫众人看见主仍然是我们的路。
So while people consider there is no future for those who follow you, we will still see that, Lord, you are our way.
要把我们领到神自己的旨意的完成。
And you will bring us into the fulfillment of God's will.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.